It doesn't happen always, but I love waking up a few minutes before my alarm goes off. Those few moments are a delightful gift before being interrupted by a buzzing alarm. Just a moment before light streams in through the window. A breath before lists, assignments, and distractions attack my mind. For just a moment, I am free of all earthly distractions. But what of divine distractions? Well, the theme of this meditation from Psalm chapter 56 is creating space. I pray you will find time in your tightly scheduled day for God to be revealed even during distractions, allowing for enough margin in your packed life to discover God. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and a place where you can breathe and encounter God. Remember, He is at work in and around you, even now. Encounter Him as you listen and join in this responsive reading and prayer from 2 Timothy chapter 1. And respond, Lord God, I place my trust in You. And may the Lord be blessed by the reading and hearing of His word. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardness or fear, but He has given us a spirit of power. And Lord God, I place my trust in You. He has given us a spirit of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline. So Lord God, I place my trust in You. He has given us the abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. So, Lord God, I do place my trust in You. Spend a few moments now in silent prayer, moving from prideful thoughts to thoughts of humility, moving from lists of wants to trust, moving from thoughts of you to thoughts of God. Continue on in silent prayer as you become aware of and reflect upon the blessings of God in and around you. How are you aware of His blessings in your midst right now? How are you trusting in Him? What do you hear, feel, even taste or smell around you that are examples of His mercy in your midst? Your mind may wander as you consider it. In fact, I give you that permission. But return back to an awareness of the merciful blessing of simply being in His presence now, here, the Lord in your midst. Consider here that even your breathing is a blessing from God. So let the silence continue as you become even more deeply aware of God's blessings, alert to His Spirit, and mindful of Christ as you breathe. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes, and let's continue by taking three deep, slow breaths together. As you inhale and exhale, softly whisper, Lord God, I place my trust in you. Lord God, I place my trust in you. As you breathe deeply, ponder for a minute what the Holy Spirit is revealing of God in your midst, even now, even as you breathe. Be satisfied placing your trust in God as you trust Him, and listen to Psalm chapter 56, verse 3 from the New American Standard Bible. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. Which words seem to open your mind wider to the presence of God? The passage is short but powerful, so listen once more from God's holy word. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. What in this passage resonates most deeply? We'll allow this next minute to be a time to settle even deeper into an appreciation for God in your midst, an appreciation for your trust. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider reading in the Common English Bible. God, have mercy on me because I'm being trampled. All day long, the enemy oppresses me. My attackers trample me all day long because I have so many enemies. But exalted one, whenever I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise. I trust in God. I won't be afraid. What can mere flesh do to me? What truth in the reading gave you the most joy? We'll spend a minute to allow any thoughts of distrust or doubt or uncertainty float on along, just like drifting down the river. And replace them with an awareness of God in your midst, trusting God in and around you. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper reflection as you listen once more now from the Amplified Bible. When I am afraid, I will put my trust and faith in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I have put my trust, I shall not fear. What can mere man do to me? What is God calling you to do right now? Well, spend a minute in prayerful solitude, placing your trust in the Father, your faith in the Son, and your confidence in the Holy Spirit. Accept them now in your midst. Resting with your eyes closed softly in imaginative contemplation, I want you to drift into the book of Matthew, chapter 3. Jesus is coming from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. There would have been great crowds. This area along the Jordan and the Dead Sea were known for ritual baths and purification. John was baptizing those that came seeking repentance and could have easily been distracted by the crowds and the noise. John could have missed Jesus as he approached. But now from the banks, watch as they see each other. As Jesus approaches from the margins, John is having a divine distraction. Watch as Jesus whispers to John, "Stop. I am revealing myself to you, so baptize me. Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." I want you to rest here watching them and pondering the whisper of Jesus into your life, the soft guiding hand of the Spirit, a tender touch so easily missed. For this next minute, rest here listening for Jesus, the revealer of God, to whisper to you from the margins. Watch for him revealing himself to you already in your midst. Notice your heart trusting him. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered breaths of surrender to God's sovereignty, the blessing of his presence. And let that be your meditation, whether at the beginning or end of your day. Lord God, I place my trust in you. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Trust. Trusting in the promise of his constant presence. And let me pray now that you encounter the blessing of the peace and presence of God. Even when enemies oppress you and attackers trample you, trust in God, in whose word you praise. I trust in God. I won't be afraid. What can mere flesh do to me? Now may the Lord bless you with his being, smile on you, and be gracious to you. And may he show you his favor and give you his peace through Christ. Amen. You know, in the days ahead, you will surely face moments where you feel a bit entitled, deserving of good, undeserving of bad. You may feel the temptation to view good things as gifts from God and bad things as punishment. But pause then to capture that thought and view all things as his blessings, as gifts to remind you of his presence, his mercy, and his love. Consider, too, how you can see the world around you that way. Everything is a good reminder of his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. So when you're ready, whether at the sunrise or sunset of your day, expect to face conflicting moments of struggle and peace. But in both, be reminded of God's desire to restore his favor on you, and be reminded of how your life is meant to be, and reminded of his inherent goodness, because it is there you will encounter the true blessings of God. Amen.